Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans?" "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." "Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem?" "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you so much. Please join with me in prayer. Open us, God, simply to receive the blessing of your word you intend for us, to be able to sense the love and the power that's conveyed in it. We give you all the glory, and it's in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. I want you to go ahead and get somebody's attention. Don't look at me for the next 15 seconds or 30 seconds, approximately. If they have nodded off, just gently wake them. You will be able to go back to sleep after you do this during my sermon. You'll be well rested for communion. But go ahead and get somebody's attention right now. Look them right in the eyes. Get nose to nose if you have to. Rub them in the ears, whatever you need to do. And just tell them this one phrase. Don't be a dried up old fig. Now, some of you are saying it to more than one person. Now, come on, just one. Just one. Don't go down the whole row. Don't say he's talking to you, okay? I'm saying don't be that. Don't be a dried up old fig. I didn't have first service do that, so you guys are special, okay? Believe it or not, that's what Jesus is saying here. Believe it or not. You're not going to read that. It's not even a paraphrase particularly. But Jesus is saying to people, look, God is seeking something more from you. God is seeking for you to be a disciple, a messenger, a channel, one of his workers. He really is counting on you to be able to convey the good news in what you say and what you do. It's a profound message, and it's a message that we continue to hear throughout Lent, and especially, therefore, in the scripture readings, in the lectionary, as we continue to journey towards the cross and towards Jerusalem. Powerful, and yet very true, and very hopeful, and maybe a little bit scary. God expects something out of us. And God will equip us to bear fruit, to be his witnesses. There are two different parts of the scripture reading this morning. And they might not necessarily seem to go together at first. Jesus starts talking about some terrible things that have taken place. One that was caused by an incredibly evil individual, Pontius Pilate. And another one that was more of a natural disaster, if you will. The first one is involving Pontius Pilate taking the blood of human beings and mixing it with the sacrifice, the sacrificial blood of animals. Those that he's executed, actually, and mixing their blood with the sacrifice of animals. Those that he has quelled the riots and taken them and made them an example. Truly an evil and despicable thing. Then a tower falls and kills individuals instantly. Sometimes, whenever bad things happen, and in particular, thinking about some natural disasters that have happened just recently, there are those that still, to this day, even though it's not scriptural and it's not biblically based, would say that somehow those folks brought it on themselves. In fact, a well-known televangelist said as much after what happened in Haiti. It's amazing for me to see the Word of God misused and abused. We understand that death happens. And oftentimes it happens unexpectedly. We all have stories of individuals that have passed too soon, suddenly, something that wasn't foreseen. And it reminds us in those losses, in that death, that we aren't promised tomorrow. Now, that's not a negative thing. It's simply a reality. And actually, in essence, it's a word of hope because it reminds us to be able to live today more fully. To be able to look for God's presence in one another and to be able to celebrate that presence and to be able to offer love and to be able to encourage one another today because we might not have tomorrow. There's an urgency, you see, in discipleship. And when we say, well, somebody else will pick it up, someone else will do that, we're not being disciples. We're putting it off to another day, a more appropriate time. Jesus continues then by using an illustration that many people were familiar with, a fig tree. Now, one of the good things about a fig tree is that it provides shade. I don't know if anybody has ever lived in a hot, sunny, dry climate. I'm not sure if anybody's ever experienced that. Let me share it, how it is with you, because that's where I live. It's nice to be able to have shade, and it's nice, you know, to be able to look for parking spaces in the shade. In fact, sometimes you will go into a parking lot, and you'll see this cluster of cars around one tree, hoping that as the sun shifts, the shade will somehow bless their cars with that lack of sun. So shade, yeah, we think about that. Yeah, a fig tree provides that, but it also provides fruit, figs. And if you saw a fig growing on a fig tree, you would notice that there's a connection to the branch, and then there's kind of a bulb that comes out, and that's where the fig is nourished and grows. Now, if it isn't connected to that branch, what is it going to be? Dried up old fig. I don't mean to be looking at anybody in particular. Whenever I say things like that, I need to look at the back wall because some of you are going to like call and say, hey, I saw you looking at me. So whenever it doesn't get that nourishment, whenever it isn't growing by the life-giving properties to come out of that branch, it dies. Now the fig tree that was not producing is also given a number of chances. 3 years, something like that, and then, well, let's go ahead and cut it down, rip it out, get rid of it. We had 3 trees that were planted in our yard whenever we first got here to Yuma. 2 are still surviving, sort of, yeah. And 1 was brown And whenever a tree is brown and you can go out and pick it out of the ground, it's dead. I just wanted to let you know that. If you have any other questions about horticulture, just give me a call. I'll let you know. But it's done. What was shared in this passage, however, is let's go ahead and give it one more year. Let's go ahead and give it another chance and see if it will produce. As Christians, today is another chance. I would even say each breath is another opportunity to witness, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Maybe you have been putting off your discipleship or saying, well, somebody else is going to take care of that. Or I heard about a need at the church, or I heard about a ministry opportunity, and you know, I think somebody else is going to be able to do that better. Jesus is saying, it's you I want. If it's on your heart, if it's in your mind, if God's placed it there, God's placed it there for a reason. For you to consider it, not only consider it, but pray about it. And not only pray about it, but be willing to step forward even if it's something that you've never done before. You may not have tomorrow. None of us has promised it. So there is an urgency for us to accept that saving relationship that God gives us through Jesus Christ once again. It can be something that you do right in your seat today. Simply saying, Lord, I accept the relationship with you through Christ. Lord, I open myself to your love. Lord, I want to produce good fruit that is seen but also touches other lives. Use me. And what a wonderful Sunday to do it, especially this Sunday. Because as the music that we've heard has reminded us of that, and the weather even has reminded us of how God works, blesses us, so this table reminds us of that as well. Today, God invites you to his table. This is something that you don't want to put off until tomorrow. You want to come forward and receive these elements of grace. Because when we do it, what we're saying is, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I know that you will provide for me. Lord, I know that you love me. And Lord, I seek to bear fruit. I'm not going to trust in someone else to do it anymore, Lord. I want to be a disciple. I want to be able to step forward. Jesus was, in essence, doing that whenever he offered the meal. Whenever the bread was broken, the wine was poured out, Jesus was doing that. And he was hoping that the disciples at least, would remember this story about the fig tree. That they were the ones that were expected to produce the good fruit. Jesus broke the bread at that table, and he poured out the cup, and he offered profound words, words that we remember quite vividly today, powerfully today. This is not simply bread for your stomach and wine for your throat. This is my body. This is my blood. These are signs of redemption. These are signs of salvation. This is signs of powerful grace at work in your life. As it was true around that table, it is equally true this morning. Bless these elements, Heavenly Father, that in the body and the blood, we are renewed, redeemed, and filled once again to be your disciples, the disciples of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.